Thank you, Mary. New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they will produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, they must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. 1 John 3, 16 to 18 and verse 23. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. And this is the command: to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. 2 John chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. And now, dear lady, I am writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. This is the word of the Lord. Okay. I don't know how many people remember, but a long time ago I preached from this pulpit. And on the way up, my wife read what I was planning to say. And she went through it. She said, "You can't say this. You can't say this. You can't say this. You can't say that." By the time we got up to the church and I got in, the only thing I had left was, "Only together can we be who God created us to be." And I sat down, and that was it. So this time I asked, I said, "Joshua, I said, do you want to read what I'm planning to say?" And she said, "No, you're old. And you're so old, it doesn't matter anymore. Just say what you want." We live on a blue planet that circles around a ball of fire next to a moon that moves the seas. How can we not believe in miracles? Now, one thing I mentioned to Granger before I started, I said, "Hey, I had a COVID test yesterday afternoon." And I said, "It was negative." And he said I could take my mask off. And my wife still wants me to be Muslim. Love. Love the Lord your God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So what do I want to say? God took a very ordinary person and filled his life full of the extraordinary and the impossible. Tom Logan, blessed by God, a believer in the power of loving your neighbor as yourself. Many years ago, I'd gotten Reverend Timbo from Malawi, Africa, a scholarship to Louisville Seminary. He spent a week with us before I took him to Louisville. One of the first things he did when he got to our house was he asked me, he said, "Do you have a gun?" I told him no. He asked me two more times. He'd heard that all Americans had guns. In the car, as I was taking him down to Louisville, he asked if it was safe. I told him it was. He asked me the same thing three times. I finally told him there were places in Louisville that were not safe. But the seminary was in a safe place. Reverend Timbo said, shouldn't the seminary be where it is not safe? Amen, Reverend Timbo. Who are we? We need to get in good trouble, necessary trouble. We need to be where it is not safe. Returning violence for violence multiplies violence, adding a deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Without God, we would not exist. But we forget how easily we get separated. Separated by language, by culture, by color, by distance, by income, by education, by jealousy, by egos, by hate, by half-truths, and by lies. My solution to everything is the same. It's very simple. Whatever the problem, whatever the difficulty, whatever the tragedy, pray. And while you pray, dig a well. Be involved in a miracle. Share Christ's love. Feed the hungry. Give the thirsty safe drinking water. Go the second mile to greet those who look different, those who believe different. Invite them to the front of the line. Buy their lunch. Smile and make them feel welcome. Make them feel safe at the grocery store, at the gas station, at the restaurant, wherever. We must not wait. We must do it now. The best defense against war and terror is sharing the love of Jesus. We either don't believe it or we've forgotten. It's not who is right, but what is right that is important. Thomas Huxley. A Confederate flag, a rebel flag, a racist flag, went up across the street from my son's house, along with a blank Biden flag. This is in a very nice neighborhood north of Aldersgate Methodist Church on Folger Street. I guess you'd call it an upscale neighborhood. I called the mayor. And I asked him what he could do about it. And he said there was nothing that could be done. Freedom of speech, freedom to offend. And the children, there are children in the neighborhood. What do they see? What do they think? What do they learn? The adults too, for that matter. I've seen a number of pickups with Trump flags and Biden flags. Flying, as well as three pickups, not only had those flags, but machine guns strapped to the hood of the pickups. We must respond. Who are we? What do we believe? If we don't respond, what is wrong becomes right, acceptable. Who are we? We are Christians. And what does that mean? What does that stand for? The commitment, the commandment given by Jesus to love your neighbor was not a suggestion. Love your neighbor, no exceptions. People need to see what we stand for, and they need to be reminded. We need to be reminded. If we don't, what is wrong becomes right. I have to admit, loving some of these people is a hard bridge for me to cross. But this brings me to a message from my son. We are in the process of selling Martin's house after he died 11 years ago. And what would have been his 47th birthday, Jocelyn found some handwritten notes that he'd written when he was 22 back in 1996. Truly extraordinary. Martin says, admitting, yes, I am very wrong. This is my fault. Arrogance. It is an arrogance born of anger and frustration, but an arrogance nonetheless. I am arrogant about what I am right about. I feel disgust with the lambs who follow blindly. I believe in Jesus Christ because I chose to, because he stood up for the people that were being abused and mistreated, the hungry, the poor, the suffering, the people Jesus cared for, healed, and gave hope to. And he commanded us to do the same. My son, at 22 years old, we had no idea. He goes on and went on to say, if you want to meet Jesus, he's there waiting for us all, reaching out his hand. Martin said, I find two. I would like to help Jesus, waving my fist in the air, crushing the enemy. No better than the people I condemn. For when it comes to helping Jesus, I am not brave enough to face his hunger and pain. Jesus needs not my anger to have his enemies destroyed. What he needs to destroy his enemies, hunger, hatred, suffering, is my compassion and love for the least of these, for Jesus. My response to the flags across the street from my son's house was to put up a love your neighbor, no exceptions sign. The idea grew. We have not, why not have a love your neighbor sign everywhere? Mayor Absher agreed to have one in the town square, and Dave Thompson ordered 20 from me, and then he had another 100 made. Farmers Bank put one up, as did Southern Trust Bank and several others. But seeing them everywhere has stalled. There needs to be a sign on every street, on every block, on every car, and love your neighbor flags flying from our pickups. Every time we see hate, we need to understand we've not put enough love your neighbor signs up, no exceptions. And if you need one, I'll get you one. Have you seen the murals going up around the city square? The one on City Hall says, I like you the way you are. Won't you be my neighbor? And the one that says, all you need is love. Or the one that says, Marion Medical Mission is about loving your neighbor. These murals tell the world who we are and who we aspire to be, reminding those who live here who we could be, should be, and ought to want to be. I wear a safety pin with colored beads, my effort to let folks know they're safe with me regardless. On the window of my car, and it's been on there for 5-6 years, on the window of my car is a picture of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King with this quote, I've decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Some folks, when they see it, give me the thumbs up. And I don't recall ever seeing a negative. When I go through a fast food restaurant to pay and to pick up my food, I look to see if they check out my picture. If they do, I ask if they like it. They always say yes, and usually enthusiastically. I then tell them, you see the picture of Reverend King? I took that picture myself in Selma, Alabama in 1965. one young lady's response was, "You're really old." And yes, I guess I am. How in the world did that happen? How have I lived so long? We are Christians. We love God by loving His creation. We produce, we use what God has given us, our arms, our legs, our hands, our heads, our brains, our resources, doing the best we can with what we have, where we are, and then going beyond what we can do by ourselves to where we must rely on God. When David faced Goliath, he didn't think his stone was too small. He believed Goliath was too big to miss. God didn't call the U.S. Marines. He has called us. Too often, like King David, we count our troops. Oh, what will the budget allow us to do? We can't, we didn't plan for that. We forget that a shepherd boy without armor killed Goliath with a slingshot. We are the shepherd boy, not the king who messes everything up. Tony Campolo has said, too often we tiptoe through life so that we can arrive at death safely. These are troubled times, difficult times. People are more divided, separate, apart than we have been for many years. We seem to be drifting back to a place we must not go. But the light that shines through Marian Medical Mission is so desperately needed, especially now. Sub-Saharan Africa has the highest under five mortality rate in the world, 15 times higher than high-income countries. Globally, at least 2 billion people, this is from a study in 2019, 2 billion people use drinking water source contaminated with feces. How about some good news? Some exciting news. Something that lifts your spirit. Something you can do something about. Something that you are doing something about. Marian Medical Mission provides a sustainable source of safe drinking water to the extreme poor in Africa. Sustainability. Sustainability is the key. Marian Medical Mission is different. It is different because we have come together as God's people because of what we do together. Marian Medical Mission means joy, making life count, making a difference, adventure, goodwill. It's about loving your neighbor. A Marian Medical Mission well represents self-help. The village people do what they can. They make the brick, they dig the well, they gather the sand and stone, and the village people provide the unskilled labor. A Marian Medical Mission well is one that utilizes the talents of the Africans, subsistence farmers who are well maintenance people make the Mark V galvanized steel pumps, the PVC foot valves, and the plungers. They also build the wells. A Marian Medical Mission well is one the extreme rural poor know how to maintain and one they can afford to maintain. And that's the key. They have to be able to afford to maintain it. A Marian Medical Mission well for an entire village costs what? $450. Now, people tell me, the experts tell me, you can't build a well 8,500 miles away in rural African villages for $450. It would cost at least three times that much. What you're talking about is impossible. I agree. It's impossible. Last year, construction started September the 1st by December the 31st. This is last year. Marian Medical Mission built 3,172 wells, providing almost 400,000 people with a sustainable source of safe drinking water. These wells mean that children will no longer die from waterborne diseases. These wells mean that the village people will be healthier and able to work longer in their fields, and that means less starvation. and that each and every well, the village people are told that their well is special. Because Christians in the United States shared the love of Jesus with them. What do these 400,000 people think about Christianity? Or the 5 million people who have gotten safe drinking water over the last 36 years? What do they think about Christianity? And what do they think about the United States? Sharing the love of Jesus is the best defense against war and terror. But we forget. Building wells is a righteous battle, a life and death struggle, one where the issues are clear and simple. There are no gray areas. We need righteous battles, the life and death struggles between good and evil. They give life meaning, purpose, direction. They provide a way for us to make a difference, a way for us to be needed. There is a direct correlation, a perfect fit between the righteous battle, having a meaningful life, making a difference, being needed, and finding the joy and happiness that we seek. Over 44,000 wells have been built in the last 36 years, covering 60,000 square miles. We are excited. We are excited and optimistic over the limitless possibilities of God's creation. The well program has brought us together. The extreme poor, the not so poor, the wealthy, Black people, white people, Americans, Africans, white collar, blue collar, college professors, and those who have never attended school. God's creation. This is an example of what is right in the world. It is an example of what can happen when God's people come together. Through this program, we can be a part of each other. Our well program is holy ground, the beloved community that spans the globe. Marian Medical Mission means loving your neighbor as yourself. Together, we have been to the mountaintop and we have seen the promised land. Together, the impossible is possible. Last year, a record 3,172 wells were built because our African partners continued on skillfully, passionately, organizing the villages, making the Mark V galvanized steel pumps and building the wells. Our African staff is the best of the best, really. COVID-19 may stop U.S. volunteers from going to Africa, but it cannot stop Marian Medical Mission from building the wells. As a result of the ongoing travel advisories against visiting Africa, Marian Medical Mission didn't field U.S. team volunteers in 2021. Marian Medical Mission's board unanimously and with great confidence set the 2021 well goal at 3,000 this year, right? Mr. Henry Sokol, head of Marian Medical Mission's well pump manufacturing, has said, "What we are doing, no one else is. No one could, no one would even try. It's impossible." On October 23rd, that's yesterday, I got a text from Mr. Kosa saying that 2,737 wells have been completed so far this year. As of October the 22nd, there are 2,100 wells that have been funded. This means we still have 900 opportunities to fund a well yet this year, based on the goal of 3,000. However, I'll add another 245. I believe that they're going to build 3,245 wells this year. Marion Medical Mission Store is one that defies the logic of the secular world. It is the story of Jesus. It is his story. Astounding. Miraculous. We were created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance to be our way of life. So join us. Join us as we build more wells in remote African villages. Each new well means the children will no longer die from contaminated water because the love of Jesus was shared with them. Join us on the ground as we work with our African partners in 2022. Fund a well, $450. Sponsor an African field officer or an African coordinator. In addition to your prayers, the next best, most powerful thing you can do is share Marion Medical Mission with your friends. Again and again, donor surveys, they show most supporters heard about Marion Medical Mission from friends and family and a church presentation. Please prayerfully consider sharing this. Only together can we be who God created us to be. And when you pray, what? Move your feet. Okay. Thank you for putting up with me. God bless. Amen.